be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciple came to the land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever village or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
One of the things I love about our beautiful church building here at Holy Family is we have many, many images of our saints, especially our windows. They're absolutely beautiful. And for us Catholics, the people in our lives that we should look up to are the saints, because the saints teach us what it is to be holy. And the story of St. Agatha is something that we could all be inspired by, because Agatha faced great tribulations and trials. But yet her faith was so strong in Jesus that she said, "I trusted you so much, Jesus, that I'm willing to die for you." And that's exactly what she did. But you look at our culture now, sometimes like we get so worried about things that aren't important, don't we? So I encourage all of us as disciples of Christ to remind ourselves that the people that we should be looking up to are those who teach us holiness. And we're so blessed as Catholics to have the saints in our lives, because they remind us that we can do great things for Jesus. So every single day, we have a choice to make. We could choose to be our best version of ourselves, or we could choose to ignore that. But what we are called to all be one day is a saint. So let's ask St. Agatha right now to pray for us, that we may have the strength to do the right thing. And as we begin this new work week, this new school week, we'll be reminded that we're called to be saints here on a daily basis.